Hello. I'm Fiona, Fiona Art on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere else on the internet. If you're listening to this message, then either you have a mental illness or mental health problem like me, or you care or are interested about someone who does. If you care about somebody who has a mental health problem, please see my other audio post. If you're still here, bleep, 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 bleep. That's about as rude as I get online, but 2016 has been a bit beep for many of us. Oh, who am I kidding? I'm talking about me. And I'm okay to talk about me because I've got a loud voice it carries. And I'm not scared to admit these things because I know that if I talk, then it might, just one in a million chance, make it easier for somebody else. But right now, I'm trying to be honest about me. For all those people out there suffering from anxiety and depression. Yep, I'm coming down from an anxiety attack right now. It is hard when you have a mental health problem. It can be inspiring. It can be something that drives you. It can be something that causes you to create, to connect, to share with others. You might find your tribe. You might meet new people because of your mental health problems. But you also might sit alone in a room with no light apart from the light from the lamp, street lamp coming through the window. That's where I am right now. It's New Year's Eve and I feel alone. Hopefully this evening I won't be actually alone. I'll have a visitor, and for that, I'm grateful. I didn't record this to cheer people up. I didn't record this to bring people down. I recorded this because I wanted to record something in 2016. I wanted to record something that told you I'm here. And when I can't always be here, when I can't answer all the questions, when I can't like, favourite, retweet, comment, share all of the messages that you put out there, I want you to know that there is somebody else like me who, like you, is suffering and will talk out. And please know that when I sit by the sea, I see the great power of the water. Not in some spiritual way, but just that there are an infinity number of water molecules. And they are working together. And sometimes they're crashing. And sometimes they're flowing. Sometimes they're still, sometimes they're constantly moving, followed with noise and light. But something that water always does is not give up. Please join me in not giving up tonight, tomorrow. just keep going for now. You're not alone. Join me in being part of that water. Together we can carve the most amazing roots through solid rock. We just have to stick together. We just have to be true to what we are. Oh, that was deep. So on a slightly lighter note, I'm going to try and infuse some energy and positivity into my voice, which is what a lot of us do a lot of the time, to fake it till we make it, to make other people like us, to like other people not be uncomfortable by our mental health problems. So if you can fake it till you make it, and that's what you want to do, that's totally fine. If you want to sit in a dark room with just the street lamp, that's fine too. But do one thing for me, or not. Say out loud, I hear you. I hear me. You matter. I matter. Hopefully in 2017 I'll do another one of these, if I don't get completely scared, and I'll make them shorter. But I really do mean it when I say, sincerely, my best wishes and thank you for everyone who in 2016 has followed me, has shared with me, has liked and retweeted what I've said, who's questioned me, who's politely criticised or gone against my words and taught me something new. Because it's helped me grow and it's helped me be stimulated every single day to know that I, Fiona Art, will not stop talking about my mental health so that it might make other people not stigmatised, discriminated and judged as much as I have been. I hear you. I hear me. You matter. I matter. I'll see you soon.